This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Iran is responsible for an attack on two oil tankers Thursday in the Gulf of Oman. The two tankers were left adrift in the Gulf, a major shipping lane for much of the world's oil supplies. Pompeo said his assertion was based on intelligence, the weapons used, the level of expertise needed, and recent similar attacks by Iran. But the secretary said the attacks will not change the Trump administration's policy toward Tehran.
Our policy remains an economic and diplomatic effort to bring Iran back to the negotiating table at the right time, to encourage a comprehensive deal that addresses the broad range of threats. Threats today apparent for all the world to see, to peace and security.
Britain's Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said he had consulted with Pompeo, and while the UK would make its own assessment of the situation, if Iran is responsible, it would be a deeply unwise escalation of tensions. Iran's mission to the UN said it categorically rejects the U.S. claim and condemns it in the strongest possible terms. President Donald Trump is facing criticism from both parties, in Washington after saying he would be open to accepting political dirt on an opponent from a foreign power. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The president says he might not necessarily tell the FBI if a foreign power offered political dirt on an opponent.
There's nothing wrong with listening.
Democratic reaction to his interview with ABC News' George Stephanopoulos was swift.
That's an assault on our democracy.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying the president doesn't know right from wrong. Even GOP allies like Lindsey Graham, who usually steer clear of criticizing him, say the president's answer as to whether he'd accept foreign help should have been no.
I think it's a mistake.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. One of President Donald Trump's staunchest defenders, even back to the campaign, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, is leaving her job at the end of the month. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
President Trump called Sanders a warrior.
She is going to be going, I guess you could say, private sector.
Sanders is one of the few remaining staff members who worked on the Trump campaign.
It's one of the greatest jobs I could ever have. I've loved every minute, even the hard minutes.
And Sanders has had a lot of hard minutes with the press. And special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report revealed she admitted to investigators she made an unfounded claim about the firing of James Comey.
I've heard from countless members of the FBI that are grateful and thankful for the president's decision.
What's next for Sarah Sanders?
If we can get her to run for the governor of Arkansas, I think she'll do very well. And I'm trying to get her to do that.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Meanwhile, the Democratic National Committee will hold its first presidential primary debates at the end of this month. As AP's Jackie Quinn reports, 20 candidates have made the cut.
It's such a large field of would-be presidential contenders that the debates have to be split into two nights. And candidates had to have polled at least 1% in three established surveys. So the big names in the party are in, but four candidates are shut out, including Montana Governor Steve Bullock, Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton, former Alaska Senator Mike Gravel, and the mayor of Miramar, Florida, Wayne Messam. The debates will air June 26th and 27th. Candidates will draw for which 10 appear on the first night and which on the second. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Boris Johnson took a commanding lead in the contest to become Britain's next prime minister, winning by far the largest share of support in first-round voting by Conservative Party lawmakers. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Johnson, a former foreign secretary and leading Brexit campaigner, secured 114 of the 313 votes cast in the round, which reduced the field of candidates from 10 to 7. His successor as foreign secretary, Jeremy Hunt, trailed with 43 votes, followed by Environment Secretary Michael Gove with 37. The result exceeded the expectations of Johnson's team and makes him almost certain to be among the final two candidates, which will be put to a vote of 160,000 party members nationwide. The winner will become Conservative leader and British Prime Minister. Charles de Ledesma, London.
And 9 people were killed and 13 others wounded in a suicide blast at a police checkpoint in eastern Afghanistan Thursday. Provincial officials said security personnel and civilians were among the victims of the attack in Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province that borders Pakistan. The local branch of Islamic State, known as Khorasan Province, or ISKP, claimed responsibility for plotting the attack. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.